I follow my minder through a maze of twisty little cubicle farms, all alike, then up three floors by elevator, then down a corridor where the Swiss cheese plants are turning yellow at the edges from lack of daylight, and finally to the door of what looks like a classroom.
"You can talk now. Everyone else in this class is cleared to at least your level," he says. "I'll come collect you at 1500 hours. Meanwhile, go anywhere you want on this level. There's a canteen where you'll have lunch, toilets round that corner there. But don't leave this floor under any circumstances."
"What if there's a fire?" I ask. He looks at me witheringly.
"We'd arrest it. I'll see you at 3 o'clock, he says. "And not before."
I enter the classroom, wondering if teacher is in yet.
"Ah, Bob, nice to see you. Have a seat. Hope you found us okay."
I get a sinking feeling. It's Nick the Beard. "I'm fine, Nick," I say. "How's Cheltenham?" Nick is some sort of technical officer from CESG, based out at Cheltenham, along with the other wiretap folks. He drops round the laundry every so often to make sure all our software is licensed and we're only running validated COTS software purchased via approved suppliers. Which is why, whenever we get word that he's about to visit, I have to run around rebooting servers like crazy and loading the padded cell environments we keep around purely to placate CESG so they don't blacklist our IT processes and get our budget lopped off at the knees. Despite that, Nick is basically okay, which is why I get the sinking feeling. I don't enjoy treating nice guys like they're agents of Satan or Microsoft salesmen. "They moved me out of the hole on the map 2 months ago," he says. "I'm based here full-time now. Miriam's got a job in the city, so we're thinking of moving. Have you met Sophie? I think she's running this course today."
"Don't think so. Who else is coming? What do you know about, Sophie? Nobody even showed me a course synopsis. I'm not sure why I'm here."
"Oh, well then." He rummages in his briefcase and pulls out a sheet of paper, hands it to me. Orientation and Objectivity 120.4, Overseas Liaison. I start reading. "This seminar is intended to provide inductees with the correct frame of mind for conducting negotiations with representatives of allied agencies. Common pitfalls are discussed with a view to inculcating a culture of best practice. A proactive approach to integrating operational agreements with extraterritorial parties is deprecated, and correct protocol for requesting diplomatic assistance is introduced. Status: completion of this seminar and associated coursework is mandatory for foreign postings in Category 2, non-allied positions."
"Ah, really?" I say faintly. "How interesting.
Thank you, Bridget."
"All I wanted was to visit the factory that supplies our PCs out in Taiwan," Nick mutters darkly. "All part of our ISO certification cycle, assuring that they're following best industry practices in motherboard assembly and testing." The door opens.
"Ah, Nick, nice to see you. How's Miriam?"
It's a new arrival. He's the very image of a schoolteacher, a thin, weedy-looking guy with big horn-rimmed spectacles and thinning hair. Except when he positively leaps into the room, he gives the impression of being made of springs. Nick obviously knows him.
"She's fine, fine. And how are you yourself? Bob, have you met Alan?"
"Alan?" I stick out a hand tentatively. "With what department, if I'm allowed to ask?" He pumps my hand up and down, then looks at me oddly as I nurse my bruised fingertips. He's got a grip like a vice.
"Probably not, but that's okay," he announces. "Let's not get carried away, eh?"
Over his shoulder to Nick.
"Hillary's fine, but she's having a devil of a time with the guns. We're going to need a new cupboard soon, and the rental in Maastricht is horrible."